Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Captain John Reagan's with us, your captain. Captain John, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent.
You know, I just connected just as the introduction was ending. I mean, that I think, actually, I've called it worse than that. But that was, I told Jason I was going to do what the government does. I promise I'll try to do better next time. Well, I don't know. You know, Captain John, I read the talking points. Gosh, class, you're in for a treat. And as usual, Captain John, we'll wipe that smile right off your face. No calls today. Captain John has more items to teach than we can get through. So, Captain John, please begin.
Yeah, I think you're over the next 6 to 8 hours, we might be able to cover most of it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's correct.
I want to, before we get into the depths of things, I added a couple of special links under the main talking points for today that I just wanted to bring attention to. One is the last Dr. Tennant virtual conference. This is a 2.5-day health conference that I would recommend for everybody. So you're talking about in the neighborhood of 20 hours of presentations. It's not just Dr. Tennant. There's a bunch of other experts. You learn things about the connection of, you know, your dental health to your physical health, and that gets into things like the voltage that you lose from the fillings and the metal bases and crowns, you know, much less the toxins that you get from those mercury fillings. It's just phenomenal. If you're not a device owner, it would cost you $450 for this, which still is not a bad price for over 20 hours or around 20 hours of education. And if you do decide to buy one of his devices, that $450 will be credited towards that. But I'm probably going to visit again since we've had so many health issues since I last went in March. As an alumni, I can get in for $250. But before COVID, you had to be there in person. And after this one, which is December 2nd through 4th, your next choice will be going in person, which will mean traveling to Dallas or sometimes Yasmin, other locations like Arizona or Hawaii. But to get there and get this information from where you are, this is it. And if you can't attend live, there's a 1 or 2 week period that you can get in and look at the replays. But, I can't recommend high enough. The other thing is, if you're following today's talking points on the financialstateoftheunion.com, I've also started a new blog for my grandkids where I'm trying to put together what I would teach them if I were able to mentor them. The oldest right now is 16, and while we have a possible end of communicating, I expect they might not find this until their 20s or 30s. So I'm trying to gear that to them, but it's going to be, you know, the type of information that I've talked about here on the air before. And it won't be necessarily, you know, bringing up today what's happening now, but trying to get you those lessons learned for what you can do with this information in your life. So that is at johntrek.com, and the link there is in the special links. I'll probably start at the bottom of the list there because we can probably cover those fairly quickly. I've talked about the Social Security Average Wage Index. They released the one for 2020, and that is now an average wage of $53,383.18. Now, whether or not you're there, should also, if you click into it, you'll note that the total net compensation is about $8.9 trillion, and this comes from all the reporting of all the wages. So it's even better than the income tax returns in that respect because some people don't have to file returns because their income is so low. In researching this, while that's the bulk of income, it's roughly 70% of all income when you start including retirement income, business income, and all of that. So I'd be guesstimating we're somewhere around $12.7 trillion. And, you know, when you get to these numbers, it doesn't matter if you're even off a trillion or two. If you go to the U.S. debt clock site, currently government spending's running about $10.2 trillion. That's federal, state, and local combined. So you can already see at $10.2 trillion, they're spending more per year than all of the wage, salary, commission-type earning that we have in a year. Well, we've also talked about that wonderful, big sucking black hole we call Social Security and Medicare. The last update I've seen from Professor Kotlikoff was from 2019, where he pegged that at $220 trillion. That is not what we owe. That is the present value. So if we wanted to solve the Social Security hole, we would have to invest $220 trillion now. His calculation was at 3.9%. Given that $220 trillion is more than twice all the money in the world, I say this is an insolvable problem. And for every year that you're not putting the money aside, at 3.9%, that first year comes up to $8.6 trillion. So if you take the $10.2 trillion from government spending, add in just enough to keep Social Security and Medicare from going further in the hole, the 8.6, that is $18.8 trillion, which means we would have to tax all income, that $12.7 trillion I was referring to, at a 148% tax rate. We need more than all income just to take care of what government wants. And if you have a solution for that, I would love to hear it. Did you want to comment on that, Vincent?
Yeah, I'm still stuck on the average wage of $53,383 per year. John, you know our farm doesn't make that. But we just sold the annual crop of cows, and we received $15,500 for a year's worth of cows, two trailer loads of cows, took them to market, and it was $1,000 for selling expense when you consider the auctioneer's fees, the veterinarian fees, the inspection, the feeding, and all the rest of the fees. So we received a check for about $14,500. I'm looking at the $53,000 average wage, and I'm thinking about how our family, all of us work, all of us, and we got 14 and a half. That's without expenses, diesel fuel, baling twine, wear and tear on the machines, buying tires at, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 per tractor, that kind of stuff. I don't see how we can survive this. I mean, you're talking about Social Security. The problem is, on the whole, to me, unsolvable, because people who push buttons make, I guess we're saying they make on average $53,000 a year, and a family farm of four can't gross a quarter of that. Back to you.
And the bottom one, severe COVID-19 is a microvascular disease. We could probably talk for a couple of hours just about that problem and the complications from there. But I wanted to give this to you because it's a good point for passing along to people that might not understand this. This article was in the American Heart Association Journal Circulation from the end of October last year. The author is a doctor from Johns Hopkins, and some of the money that came for his research was provided by the NIH. So this is a doctor with impeccable credentials. So if anybody doesn't believe that COVID-19 causes some clotting, this is a journal article. It's not a peer-reviewed study, so we understand what I think what that means. But you got to respect a doctor here showing how this causes it. Now, he doesn't get into the issue of when you take a jab voluntarily and have your body produce these spike proteins, how that causes clotting in various parts of the body. And again, we could talk a long time on that too, but I've got a ton of other things here to talk about. And at the top of the list, I've got a link called Sand Piles, what they tell us about our future. And this is in, I get a weekly email from John Malden. He's got some pretty good insights. I think he's too much of an optimist and believes too much in technology. But other than that, he's got a pretty good view of what's going on with our economy and finances and that. He originally wrote this article in 2006, which was before I even found out about our Social Security and Medicare problem from a speech given by the Dallas Fed president in 2007. And this research comes from a 1987 study at Brookhaven National Laboratory. So this is physics. You know, it's not, you know, a softer science like economics where it's just a bunch of theory. And rather than, you know, just the tedious task of, you know, dropping grains of sand, they wrote a computer program for that. And we'll talk about the result of that when we get back.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Class, the Financial State of the Union.com. John's an author. He's spoken at the Get Prepared Expos, and he's been to the farmhouse, and we've been friends for a very long time, about 10 years. Has been broadcasting with us here at USA Prepares for about 10 years. We'll be right back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let actually walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, please continue.
So we were talking about sand piles, and, you know, when I was growing up, you know, we had sandboxes we'd play in, or, you know, we'd go down to the Texas Gulf Coast at the beach, and, you know, kids would be kids and play with the sand, and you'll build things up, and, you know, they'd probably end up crashing down at some point. And that's what drove this experiment. And in this sand pile game, a critical state seemed to arise naturally through the mindless sprinkling of grains. And they call this fingers of instability. And the longer the game runs, the more likely it is to end in a violent avalanche, as the fingers of instability have more time to build, and eventually the state of stable disequilibrium goes critical. Now, we've talked about a lot of these things in relation to our finances and economy over the years. And that brings the question, you know, what's going to happen? So they had the question, which particular sand pile will fall first? Well, there could be many, but in John's mind, it's likely going to be the debt-oriented, which I would tend to agree with. There's other things that can cause problems, but just because the fingers of instability tell us, or what it tells us, it doesn't matter which grain of sand is the trigger, just that there will be one. So what we learn out of this. One, what you do, or no matter what you do, especially when you try to add more and stabilize it like the Fed has done and other countries, central banks have done, and idiotic, you know, policies of governments, especially these last couple of years, you're adding more and more fingers of instability. We can't tell what that final straw or grain of sand is going to be. We don't know when that will happen. All we can tell from this experiment is that, you know, when it happens, it's going to be something that, you don't want, but unfortunately, we're all going to have to deal with it. And I don't know if you wanted to comment on that before we move on.
No, it's a fabulous way of looking at the problem. Just one more grain of sand on top of another until the whole pile falls over. It's a great way of looking at it. Please continue.
And that link is to the post, and it's almost all of these posts are lengthy reads that would be a challenge just to read over the air in an hour. So I'm trying to summarize them as best and quickly as I can. The next one is Fifth Generation Warfare. And this post is by Stephen Yates on newswithviews.com. We are in a world war. It is a fifth generation war. And you know, what exactly does that mean? And I kind of like the way he started off his article with a quote from Sun Tzu from The Art of War. All warfare is based on deception. And boy, is there deception going around nowadays? I think there was another good takeaway from Sun Tzu, and that's to know your enemy, and I'm going to try to get into that before then the end of the hour. But to understand, when we had World War II, that was a third generation war. The fourth generation warfare came about when I realized that nuclear weapons made that high-level command and control warfare obsolete. And after that, you saw the rise of the national security state, and war came to involve espionage, infiltration, and subversion from within. They would utilize information and disinformation, including efforts to undermine the enemy's history, education, and culture. Do we see history, education, and culture being undermined here? And we'll continue about fifth generation war when we get back.
Yeah, and if you'd like to go to Amazon.com, you can look up Captain John Reagan's book, The Financial State of the Union, and you'll see my book review. It's the first book review. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Representative from California Mark Takano, the leader of a five-member congressional delegation to Taiwan, praised the island as a force for good during the meeting with President Tsai Ing-wen on Friday. U.S. stock futures dropped in early morning trading Friday as investors prepared for a shortened trading day and COVID fears from a new variant found in South Africa. Futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 794 points overnight. As a new COVID-19 variant is being reported in Africa, the executive director at the WHO, Dr. Mike Ryan, talks about the new variants and how they emerge.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The ultimate foreign influence in our elections would allow illegal immigrants to vote in our elections. That's exactly what New York City is trying to do by allowing 800,000 illegals to vote, diluting the true value of the American voter. New York Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax explains this is why the Biden administration has opened our border to the world.
I served in the New York State Assembly, so I know what the New York City people are thinking. And this is part of the plan. They've been interested in doing this for a long time. This is part of the plan. This is what they're doing. They're creating voters. This is why we have an open border. Now they're going to give the non-citizens the right to vote. They're going to tear down the very subject of our Constitution, which is to have citizenship, to have borders, to have freedom, because we all believe in the idea of a constitutional republic where freedom and individual rights are the most revered parts of that Constitution. They don't believe in that. They're globalists. It's why this movement is not just in the United States. I just returned from London and met with, an exchange with members of Parliament. You know, they're struggling with this whole concept of Brexit. The conservatives are for Brexit, and they remain the elites, like the Democratic elites there and here, are stunned. Why do the people not want to have, this centralized planning and this globalist type of society? Because that's not what they bargained for. It diminishes their rights, and they're doing this through voting. And voting is the most profound expression of our self-governance.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and in 2013, I wrote a review of his book, The Financial State of the Union. And here it is, quote, "The financial collapse is on the way. You can prepare for it or get run over by it. The Financial State of the Union is written so well that the non-financial reader can easily follow, understand, and ultimately begin to prepare for the economic collapse that is sure to happen." End quote. That's from me, Captain John.
And I'm trying to build on that foundation there, showing you just how immense and evil the war we're in is. And we were talking about fourth generation warfare having a psychological component. Well, fifth generation warfare is primarily psychological, and it uses items like scare tactics repeated incessantly, better get that vaccine, gaslighting, and nudges. All these work to undermine the target's convictions about what really happened or what is true. And in his closing there, he's talking about a group of unholy psychopaths gained control over all our major institutions early last century. Industry, education at all levels, and the the leadership of the two dominant political parties, the military, intelligence communities, mass media, including publishing, food and medicine. Oh boy, if we covered those things, and public health. The planned result is limitless power for themselves, those psychopathic elite, along with cradle-to-grave surveillance and control over populations of the de facto serfs. This is the goal of fifth-generation war being waged by globalist super-elites against the populations of the world. And how many hours did we spend talking about spy tech and how that surveillance is the first step and later becomes control? Passports, please, which they're calling vaccine passports. It's a very sad state that we live in right now. And let's see. The next three articles there, I'm going to just very briefly talk about. The author I ran across, I believe, back in October, Cynthia Chung. And she's done a marvelous bit of work here. Who will be brave in Huxley's New World? The War on Science and the 20th Century Descent of Man. And the third one, The Origins of the Counterculture Movement, The Gathering of Anarchists, Occultists, and Psychoanalysis for a New Age. And she's got a fourth installment that will be upcoming. Each one of these takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to read. It's the names included in there, the interconnections of people. It's an amazing piece of work. In that, the first one, she talks about Huxley talking about a lecture called The Ultimate Revolution, given in Berkeley in 1962. Today we are faced, I think, with the approach of what may be called the ultimate revolution, the final revolution, where man can act directly on the mind body of his fellows. We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably will always exist, to get people to love their servitude. And what are we hearing out of Schwab and the World Economic Forum? You will own nothing and you will be happy. And it just goes into great depth, which I don't even have time to give you a brief summary on. Let me give you another quote from Huxley's Brave New World Revisited. In the first half of the 20th century was an era of the technical engineers. Or said, if the first half, the second half may well be the era of social engineers. And the 21st century, I suppose, will be the era of the world controllers, the scientific caste system, and Brave New World. The older dictators fell because they could never supply their subjects with enough bread, enough circuses, enough miracles and mysteries. Under a scientific dictatorship, education will really work with the result that most men and women will grow up to love their servitude and will never dream of revolution. There seems to be no good reason why a thoroughly scientific dictatorship should ever be overthrown. And in part four, should be going into how the ideas discussed in part three shapes Hollywood, the music scene, as well as the role of the Tavistock Institute and the Frankfurt School in shaping the mass psychology of the counterculture movement. So if you want to understand the foundation of how we got here, I really recommend taking a look at those articles and see if I can get the rest of this fit in the time left. So going down to the if we have time section, and I'm going to start by talking about the bottom one, Armstrong Economics. I read his blog on a daily basis. He has an artificial intelligence called Socrates that keeps his fingers on the pulse of things that's going on. And he also talks a lot about natural cycles. And there's a lot of things he says that I don't necessarily want to believe, but I've also been following him long enough that he hits so often on these cycles, it's well beyond coincidence. And I bring his blog up as an antidote to everything that I just talked about, because he talks about how these people like Schwab and Gates and Soros will fail. And that's something I definitely want to believe. So as a bit of bliss, you might say, to the rest of the presentation, I give that to you. But I also want to point out that the enemy we're up against. Bill Gates says you should read this book. And that links to link on Amazon, The Codebreaker, Gene Editing and the Future of the Human Race. And this talks about CRISPR, which is a technology we've talked about. And that whole topic is scary enough. What I found interesting, the author of the book is associated with the Aspen Institute. And I have provided the link for that, and I would encourage you to go look at the people involved with that, the board of trustees, their experts and staff, the senior executive team, and you will realize this is a private organization, unlike the UN, which gets their funding from the governments of the world. This is a large, well-funded team that, it's kind of like you've seen those movies where you got this scrawny high school football team that, barely has enough people to field a team, and they go up against this other high school where, the kids look like they're in the NFL. Well, when you start looking at what we're up against, it's like we're up against the whole NFL, not just an NFL team. The plans, the funding, the organization, it's phenomenal. Fortunately, we're seeing more and more protests around people waking up, seeing that things aren't right. So, like I said, we can hope that we'll stand out and stand up and at least prevent some of the worst things happening. We're still going to have to go through things like the financial collapse because there's just no way around it. You can't. There's not enough money in the world, and creating more money would just make the problem worse. I came across a post. In fact, it was on Armstrong's website. There's a picture at protesting recent verdict, and at the bottom, it had the website socialistrevolution.org, and I'm giving that post for you there. There's a resources and education section on there, and that would be a good way of taking a look at the how they're trying to propagandize this fifth generation war we're in to destroy us. I say a lot of good reading there, and also an understanding our enemy. Schwab wrote a book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, and I've got a link there to a university site that has a PDF copy of that. I don't know how much you want to read into that, but at least you can see what the agenda is, which, you know, includes a lot of things we've talked about here with technology, the self-driving cars, you name it, smart cities, artificial intelligence, robotics, Bitcoin and blockchain. It's, it's more than I think any of us want to think about. So what do we do? In my years of doing this, and in fact, you talked about my book, The Financial State of the Union, that was published 8 years ago this month. And when that came out, the big question was, how long will it be? And I said, I'd hope it'd be 2 to 3 years because I'm not ready. But I'm still not ready, especially given what I know now. But in all of that, I only found one solution, which doesn't come from the financial. Talk about the solution when we get back.
Yeah, Captain John Reagan's voice, and he's doing what he always does. He wipes those smiles right off our faces with the facts. Captain John Reagan is a senior USA Preparedness instructor, and I'm proud to call him my dear friend. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Here's a quote from Deborah Brewster, USA Preparedness Instructor. It's on Amazon. 5-star review. Quote, this book can save your life. Heed the warnings. The British are coming. Wow. I have to hand it to John Reagan. Well said. Well written. John points out the truth hidden in the numbers. As the saying goes, the numbers don't lie. The real problem is we don't take the time necessary to understand what the numbers are telling us. John has solved that problem for anyone who cares to know the truth. Goes on to say, this book is a must read for every American. End quote. I'm going to put a link in today's notes on the Ron Gibson channel. And there'll be a link to the book if you'd choose to pursue it on Amazon. Captain John, back to you.
Now, obviously, the numbers have changed in 8 years and not for the better. But it doesn't change the impact of it. And as I was saying before the break, in all of this time, I've only found one solution, and that was to do things God's way. Unfortunately, I don't find any will among Christians to have churches like they had 2,000 years ago. About the closest we have are the Amish. And unless you're fluent in German, that doesn't even stand to be an option for the rest of us. And even the Amish, with an upcoming supply chain collapse, will be hurting. It's just they have the skills and the community to persevere through some of the bad things that are coming. I wanted to jump back to my new blog, johntrek.com, and point out there's a couple of links at the top, home and blog. If you click on blog and go to the bottom, you can sign up for updates. I haven't posted since October, and if I have time here, I'll get in the reasons for that. But if you subscribe there, you'll get automatic updates when I make a new post. I was getting ready to post the fifth entry when I got word that my first wife had died back in July, and that started a three-week period that I received five death notices ending with that of John Stadtmiller. which threw me for a loop. We also had the issue. We found out that, we already knew my wife had a large tumor in her thyroid. We thought it was just fluid-filled like it was 10 years ago. It was solid. They did a biopsy, didn't find anything. They did the surgery earlier this month. While she was on the table, they couldn't find any evidence of cancer. However, in the follow-up at the full pathology, they did find follicular cancer. So Wednesday she'll be going in, and the other half of her thyroid will be removed. Now, we believe it's all local in the tumor, and what that means for survivability, it's nearly identical to somebody that hasn't had the cancer. There is some concern because of the size of the tumor, which was 3 inches, that it may have spread distantly. And right now there's no indication that's happened. But, you know, we really think the only impact of this will be that she'll have to take a thyroid pill every day for the rest of her life. Also, since I was on the air in March, I had a stroke in May. It was a small stroke, and it only affected my vision. Unfortunately, it has taken out the upper right quadrant of my vision, which slows down my reading. I still probably read faster than most people, but I cannot read as fast as I used to. I'm fortunate it was not either of my lower quadrants. That would cause problems like not being able to drive because I couldn't see cars around me, or even tripping over objects because I couldn't see them. So even though we've had bad things happen to us, we've had about the best of the bad things, and a lot of people have had much worse outcomes in the past year or two. So we did move to far South Texas in May. We are basically 7 miles north of the Rio Grande. So you can't get much further south in Texas. And there's only a small part of the continental United States that's further south, and that's the southern tip of Florida, starting around Palm Beach, that area. So that's where John Reagan has been for the last several months. Made a lot of changes. Fortunately, that started beforehand, and referred to Chris Kenobi's video and my March link. If you haven't seen that, please do. It'll explain how food is killing you.
Captain John, there's been a lot of people who have died around the USA Prepares. It's very, very sad. And I'm coming to the conclusion that a lot of it has to do with COVID. Any quick comments in the last 10 seconds?
Well, there's a big link between susceptibility to COVID and what's caused by these four food items in Kenobi's video.
Captain John, thank you so much. Let me know when your schedule allows you to come back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Captain John Reagan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.